days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And speaking of finest broadcasting, welcome to Ms. CeCe's Kitchen, where we stir up controversial issues. Good evening, Ms. CeCe.
Hi, can you hear me all right?
Oh, yes, loud and clear, loud and clear.
Great, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Very good. Good. Thank you. Very good. Good. The weather is nice. It's around, I would say around 80 degrees today. You know, wow. Just nice. You know, not too much humidity. I had a wonderful day.
Wonderful. Well, it, here in California, very strange. And my daughter was saying, Mom, it's so gloomy out there. It feels like earthquake weather. I said, well, because it rained night before last here. We didn't even have warning of rain. Okay. I'm like, you know what? I just can't. They better keep their hands out of God's business. I know that. Okay. Don't get me started.
Yes. It's time for you to get started. Okay. It is 4 o'clock or 4:01 on the West Coast, 7:01 on the East, and 6:01 Central Time. So.
Okay. I got you.
Your co-hosts, where are they?
Miss Victoria, she has a previous engagement today. I'm going to wing it alone. David may come aboard, but he had a emergency family meeting and you know how that goes, you know, so I'm good. I'm really good.
Okay.
I want to, wing this alone, and really basically because of the, and I'm not saying I have wonderful co-hosts. They're awesome. And they collect data as they should, but this is really a heavy subject and it's going to be a continuum of last week. I ran across some more information. You know, I do my research and so people won't think I'm just talking out of the side of my mouth. And so, but I don't want to get angry or anything like that. I just, I'm really concerned and disturbed. Very disturbed.
Well, I would love to hear what you have to say. I'm sure as our world audience. So I'm going to go to an external speaker and just listen.
Okay. And I know this is your wheelhouse too, William, about children. That's one of the things that you bring up quite often.
Oh, yes.
About children and how children are being really basically handled today. I'm telling you, I'm running across some things that's just blowing my mind that people want to do in secrecy. But nevertheless, we're going to go into that. I'm going to be in my teaching mode and coming for the juggler mode. Okay? And so everybody get ready because I'm really just overwhelmed with people try to hide facts.
Of course. Results.
Lives I that bothers me.
Wow.
And so I'll get into it as we go, but you know, sometimes, you know, and I know I'm talking to you because you're on here, but it's just disturbing to me to the point where it's heart-wrenching, you know. In fact, especially if you face some of those things yourself,
right?
And people suffer in silence too much. But anyway, let's go on into this. And William, it's going to be laughing moment. It's going to be serious moments, but we're going to do real talk.
Okay.
Real
talk. Well, okay? I'm shutting off my mic and I'm going outside and I'm going to listen.
Okay. So if I do get a acknowledgement from David, I may call him on the phone.
Okay.
Because like I said, he's has a meeting. And it might be over and it might not. But if I see that he's trying to get on, I will let you know.
Okay. You can always send me a text.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Well, I don't have my phone to send you a text. I can just send you like a message, I guess.
Well, that means that I would have to be here. That means I have to do extra work.
You know what? All you doing is sitting in a big chair and pushing buttons. Don't get me started.
I can't believe she said that. You know, yes, I'm going to step aside because, you know, you do have an hour and this is your time, but I will deal with you later.
Whatever, William. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, Media Land. This is Miss CeCe from Miss CeCe's Kitchen. We are a Real Talk Global network program, and we are aired on Studio W Buzz. And so those of you who are listening, come on in, because I'm getting ready to invite some of you anyway. But I want you to know that we are talking about some serious issues, and where you can find us is go on over there to Studio W Buzz and subscribe. And those of you who are possibly listening, maybe listening on your phones in your cars. If you have Alexa, just tell Alexa to queue up Studio W Buzz and she'll go through a little spill, but she will find the live broadcast. And so you can hear, these broadcasts on your way home. And also I want you to know the phone lines will be open. If you have concerns or you want to share something as we bring it out to you, by all means, come on and share, because this is what it's all about. Because I feel like if we get enough people that will get involved in and share their voice, in regards to the matters at hand, then guess what a better world this will be. And we have to stop allowing people to take your voice, your freedom away, because that's why they're able to continue what they are doing. And it is a sad situation that we sit back idly by and accept whatever is going on. And that is a travesty, folks. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm playing dumb here, but that's a travesty. And it is just, I can't deal with that. And my thing is, I don't want to, and I think I get a little upset when people talk about the dangers of, the way people are doing children. We can quote a scripture real good. Quoting scriptures is fine. But what are you doing about it? Okay. You can sit by in your houses and your cars and talk with your friends and say absolutely nothing until it comes to your house. And so that is wrong. That is wrong, because we are supposed to care for one another. While I'm talking to you, I'm inviting some folks, excuse me, and there is a double, let me get this down here. I'm recording here too as well. Please forgive me for that error. But I'm just saying that it's just disturbing. And the one thing I believe that in our last segment, we talked about it extensively, and we gave some statistics about how many children are entered into the foster care program and how many children come out of the foster care program, whether adopted or not, come out of the foster care program, and they are homeless. They really, and I'm not saying everybody, because we do have now, don't get me wrong, we do have some really good caring people who possibly don't have children of their own, or they just want to be a help. They have that spirit of love within them to give help to those who are out in the streets, you know, or whose parents are immature. I use that word lightly, and I don't want to say what I really want to say, but I'll say they're immature. To handle parenting, for whatever reason or another. And it could be the mother suffering abuse, could be the father suffering abuse, could be because mentally they're not mature, to handle children. Folks, I'm telling you, and this is going to be a cold piece of word that I'm giving you. If you're not able to handle it, stop having kids, okay? Because children, should I say, if you're not able to care for them, it's very, very important that you think about this. Babies having babies. Parents who are not parents like they used to be back in the day. And that's why this foster care system is just blown up out of proportion. And we have children. And then two, the sickness of this world is using the forgotten, I call them, the forgotten children. They may be in homes, but then you have some sick predators who get some of these children in their homes, only to sexually molest them and abuse them and to hand them out in the streets and cause all kind of havoc in their little lives. I talk what I know, folks, because one of the missions that I have of being in the trenches and talking with people who come to my facility when I was working steadily at this one particular facility, I'm talking about men and women who cut themselves, who turn to drugs and alcohol because of the mistreatment as children. They're already feeling abandoned and unwanted. And so therefore, guess what? Drugs and things are introduced to them as a salve to try to make them forget what they had to endure. And some yet are still enduring. And you say, well, Miss Cece, how's that possible? Oh, I'm telling you, listen, why do you think you still have alcoholics and still people who constantly using drugs, it's not something just a fad. Okay. Some people, yeah, they got hooked because they wanted to try it, being curious and what happened. And they weren't strong enough to handle it. But for the most part, and statistically, it's people who have been abused, abandoned at the hands of whether parents or siblings now are abusing and raping their own siblings. It's a sad mess out there. And folks, you know, I'm heavy in the church. And it's really sad when you have people who say that they love the children of God, okay? Who are some of the worst predators walking on the face of the earth. I say that and I stand on it. Some of the worst predators walking on the face of the earth who will stand there at one moment and tell us about how God loves us and cherish us. And you are the one who are brutalizing the vulnerable, the weak, the abandoned. Okay. And so I don't want to get ahead of myself. I was just listening to some dialogue and reading some data here. And I says, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. And I don't know what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Okay. When you have to face the judgment throne, what are you going to say? What words are you going to say? Okay. To our God, when he asks you, I told you not to mess with my children. I told you it's best that you hang a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the sea. And you say, well, Miss Cece, you sound like you have a vendetta, a problem. Let me tell you what I have a problem with. Been there, done that, got a t-shirt, know what's up, in some of the houses. So don't get me twisted. I'm not, when I say I'm angry, God says I have a right to be angry, but don't sin, because Miss Seeley, she want to choke out some people. Uh-oh. Yeah, I said it. You say you are really kind of, you know, you really, feel like you have hatred. No, I have no hatred. That's the problem, because I don't have hatred. And maybe it's not a problem. I shouldn't say that. It's not a problem. It's because I love with great compassion. What I don't understand, my level of understanding, even when I was going through some things, is how can people be so brutally mean to somebody who is not, does not merit that kind of behavior? I just say they demonize. That's what I say, because some of the things that's being done with some of our men, some of our women, are just a travesty, just a travesty. And I'm going to put blame where it lies, because y'all just sick. And then two, hurt people hurt people. And that's been one of my messages. Hurt people do hurt people. Okay. And then you have some just got an evil. They were born evil. Okay. And you got some people who are spoiled. And I think people get an adrenaline rush when they harm the vulnerable. I've seen people who are less fortunate are problems in their mind, and the world will call them retarded. Okay. And they are mentally challenged. That's what I say. But then they will take the mentally challenged, come on now, and abuse them and beat them. Okay. And so God's going to get folks. I'm telling you, and listen to Sister Girl. I told you I was Deborah, sister who sat up under the tree. I mean, niece sat up under the tree. Y'all study your Bibles. You'll get it together. And this is my kitchen. So I'm going to talk the way I want to talk. Okay. So, you're going to say, well, there she goes again. It's all good. It's all good. But you're going to get it one way or the other. You're going to hear it until you get it, until changes are made. Because what you thought was hidden, oh baby, trust me, is about to be uncovered and blowed up so that everybody can see you. In fact, I see what it's happening today, because it is. What does it say that the scripture that I have, whatever is done in the dark, in the back, in the room, in the booth, in the whatever, the closet, the Lord told me to get on the housetop and tell it all, and even go another further. I'm going throughout the city and I'm going to tell on all y'all. Okay. It is what it is. And so we got to stop this foolishness, people. We've got to stop it. So I did my invite. So those of you that are listening, come on aboard, because I want to hear your dialogue on this matter. I want to hear your dialogue. I pulled up some statistics on the homeless children who are homeless, and 50% of the majority of the people who are on the street have suffered at the hands of some who called themselves foster parents. And so 50% who are on the street, like you see, like we see it in LA and various places, these people don't want to be on the street because they want to be on the street, is because they've been in foster parent homes who has not cared for the child. Now, I have a problem with people taking in 5, 10, 15 kids, children, and not really able to take care of them. And I've seen some foster parents keep children in cages and things like that, like they were animal. But guess what? They were collecting checks, okay? And so my thing is, your stupidity supersedes you. Your arrogance and your ego supersedes you. Your lack of love is a travesty. You have no sense of morals as far as I'm concerned. Call me up. My number's on there, but I'll give it back to you, 951-228-9980. You're not going to like me today because I'm sick of this foolishness. And God's going to get you. You're going to get God, okay? And so these children that come to your homes, I'm talking about the age 3, 4, and 5 years old, and you've had them all that time. When they turn 18, then guess what? No. You put them out on the street, and that is wrong. That is wrong, putting them out on the street like that. And so guess what? You're going to be held accountable for all of that, every bit of it. You're going to be held accountable for. I don't care what you think it looks like. You are going to be held accountable for it. So let's get to what I need to get to. I was reading a story of 18-year-old twins. Now, when they turned 18, they were adopted in this family. And it was a pastor and his wife. That's why I'm saying I'm dealing with the home front, okay, where we're supposed to get a refuge, children who are less fortunate. Uh-huh. And so they were pastor and wife, and they had two twin, 18-year-old, boy and girl. And so they had them since the age of 4 years old, and they adopted them. I believe it was 5 years into having these children in their homes. And so in their home, they came up with the come up because they had money coming in, you know, steady money when it comes to the children, steady money when it comes in. And a lot of these children will not complain, folks. I'm telling you what I know, especially if they come from family abuse, if they've come from being mentally abused, beat down, to have no self-esteem, beat down to just take whatever comes to them. So when they come out of one abusive home, they go into another that appears to look like there's love there, only for those adopted people who are not good people. I'll say the ones that are not good people to, you know, bring them in, and it won't be a good 2 weeks or so until they start really showing their ugliness. And guess what? The child who's placed in the foster home most times won't say anything. Ask me. Most times will not say anything because they've already come from a really devastating place, going into another where they think there was going to be love, and they thought, it didn't happen. That didn't happen. It just went from bad to worse. It went from bad to worse. And you cannot sit there and tell me, listen, folks, y'all are sitting there being blind. Come up out of the dark. Take the blinders off so you can see what's real. And coming from one, and getting back to the story, coming from one place that has been abusive, raping the children, come on here, molesting the children, feeding them whatever is left over, and sometimes not feeding them at all, but yet you're eating steaks and prime rib. Come on, I'm talking real here. Prime rib, and you suited and booted, okay, looking good, driving the best cars, and you've got the foster kids looking like people who, and I'm not against the people on the street because they're doing the best they can, but they're looking like homeless people, and they're living in homes, but when people come over, you don't allow them to even see the child or the children because they look like vagabonds, and you know that you will be found out. Yeah, the social worker will come over from time to time, but guess what? You're warned when the social worker comes over. So you know what to do. You know to clean them up. You know to threaten them, and they better act right accordingly, and they better say what you want them to say, because you'll tell them they'll be out on the street. Or guess what? When she leaves, and if they take you out of my house, or they look like, and they stop any monies that's coming on, that EBT cards, whatever else they get, you're going to have hell to pay. And this is how threats come across with these young people. And it is a travesty. And so guess what? These young people come up, they're nervous, they're paranoid, and they're schizophrenic. Disassociate themselves with what's really going on. They play pretend. They have dolls and things like that. They play pretend like it's really to them in their minds by pretending in their quiet little space, their little hubble that they hide, that everything is okay because they're pretending. They disassociate themselves from reality. Folks, listen. I tell people, if you cannot handle the truth when it comes to what is going on in society with our children, with our adolescents, don't go into therapy. Don't start teaching therapy. Don't even get a degree in that, because most folks can't handle this type of profession. And a lot of people go into profession just to be having a title on their name. And then too, I've known some that get this profession in mental health and what have you, which is just way out of order. I'm telling you, it's just like blown out of proportion because there's so much hell that's going on in this world. And they're starting as our young ones. They're starting the younger, the better. Okay. And there's so much hell. If you cannot handle the truth, go find another profession. Stop making the person believe that they are not really experiencing mentally, emotionally, what it is. We have camouflaged, we have desensitized a lot of these children who have been, and adults. And see, because it starts from children, they grow into adulthood, of course. And they desensitize your story. They said, that couldn't possibly happen. We know these people. They're good people. No, baby, call it what it is. Some of them are straight up dogs. Okay, I said it. Call me up. They straight up dogs. They're barbaric. They have no sense of compassion. They're not loving. And these children are most time fed to the wolves. And you expect them to be beneficial to society. Really? You know what? Go get a clue. That's what I want to tell you. Go get a clue. You're saying, well, Miss Cece, you sound like, you know, yes. Whatever you say, I say yes. I say yes. Because it's ridiculous. And it's more and more. And a lot of these children go unnoticed to the point where the social workers don't know where these children are. You don't know where they've been shipped off to Mexico. I'm just saying. You don't know if they're on the street prostituting. I'm just saying. You don't know if they're hiding them down in basements. I'm just saying. And persons on the inside of the house are using them as sex slaves. I'm just saying what people don't want to say. I still tell you to get a clue. These twins that were put out on the street. In fact, the foster parents, which were pastor and wife, good home, beautiful home. I'm telling you. And what happened when these children, just before their 18th birthday, I think it was a day or two, these parents were plotting and planning from Jump Street anyway. My thing is, how did you come up, you pastor, and I know y'all probably listening because you didn't go to jail. Okay, because you felt that you did it the right way. And I'm telling you, you did it the wrong way. Okay, if you were so concerned about the outcome of the child, and I hope this gets to you. If you were so concerned about this child, the money that you were getting month after month after month, how come you didn't open up a savings account for these children to have money when you knew you were going to throw them out? You know why? Because you were greedy, and what you did, it was a type of prostituting these children and getting money for them so you can live lavishly off of their pain. Okay, I said it. Yes, I said it. So that you can live lavishly. You had a church. You were getting paid by the church. You were getting paid by the child care foster system. And I'm sure these children, they complain about being abused. But guess what? Because the foster social worker is so overwhelmed with overwhelmed about placement of these children, a lot of times they go unscathed. They're not answered. And then what happens is these parents will report to the social worker that the child is a troubled child and it's just taking us a little longer to get them under control. So please don't take them out of the house. I believe I can help them. And guess what? That's what the social worker wants. And nowadays, social workers are working with some of these. I started to say that word. I said the last time I said, I'm going to watch my mouth. Started to work for some, they start working with these charlatans and keeping them in abusive homes to keep them from moving around. But if they do move them, they just move them right back into another abusive home. And they know that home is abusive. So guess what? There's a catch 22. So these 18-year-old, they ask him, what would you like to do? Well, now how are you going to wait until the child's 17 and a half years old? I'll say it like that. How are you going to wait until the child's 17? You didn't show them nothing from the age of four up to seven, almost to few days to 18, what to do, how to live, how to survive in life. You didn't teach them skills and how to get a job and things like that. All you are waiting on is looking in your bank accounts or receiving the check that I got my money, okay? So they just survive when they want to survive. I call you selfish, Pastor. I'm not going to call your name and your wife. I call you selfish, just selfish. And God is not pleased with that, period. And so you ask them, where would you like to go? And she, the young girl, very intelligent, she said, I just thought, you know, it was like a random conversation. I said, I would like to go to London. She says, and I would like to go to Paris and maybe Atlanta and things like that. And so guess what they did? They packed those two up, the twins, they packed them two up and they drove them two states over from where they live. After they turned, it drove them two states over and dropped them off at a homeless shelter with $2 in their pockets. I'll wait till y'all catch that. I'll wait. Not even the most immature people ought to know that was wrong. You know that was wrong. And so guess what? They stayed at the homeless shelter, what, about a couple nights, her and her brother, and then they left there. They found another homeless shelter. And guess what? They stayed there a couple weeks, but then they were put back on the streets. She was getting raped, okay, sexually abused. I don't know what was going on with him because he didn't talk that much. So I can assume what was going on with him too, because we know there's some crazy folks out in the world. They'll get to him or her. It don't matter because they're sick. And you let them out in the lion's cage, okay, without any knowledge of how to progress in life. You didn't show them what to do in life. Some of us had to learn the hard way. Oh, I hear you. Come on, I hope you hear me. I'm hearing myself. Some of us had to learn the hard way, okay? Some of us didn't fall prey to being bitter and just, you know, accept whatever. It took me long years, and I'm putting myself in this now. It took me a minute to get it together, okay? Now, I was with my father for a while. My father taught me some things, okay? We were in two foster homes, then my mom, and then with my mom briefly, and then, you know, like I said, there was just immaturity in the family without me going to it. I'm going to put my book out there. Y'all read my whole life history. Cause I'm gonna tell explicit and, details. And that's what we need to do, folks. Those of you who've been through some things, start being a testimony to some of these people so that they can know that if I made it, you can too. Okay. Don't let them put an assumption over your life that because you came from foster parenting or you came from people who didn't love you or you came from people who abused you, that your life is over. That is a lie. I'm a testimony, okay? Let me get back to these folks. That was a sidebar. But what happened is these, in fact, when the gentleman was interviewing her, somebody came and knocked her down while he was interviewing her. That's how, listen, I'm telling you, it is a travesty. And I'm back at the parents now. How come you didn't save up some money? All that money you were getting for them, okay? How come you didn't save up some money so that when it was time for them to leave, that they would have money in their pocket? Or how come you didn't go into and look into giving them, going into an extended program up until the age of 21 for them to learn skills? Number one, I'm angry because you didn't teach them nothing. You just taught them how to be under your dictates and control. That's all you did. Okay, you did them the way you wanted to do them. Then you call them spoiled, ill behavior. That's a lie. They children are going to act out when they are in danger, period. I mean, you get a puppy dog in the corner, you beat it enough, it's going to try to bite at you and defend itself. So what do you expect? What do you expect? And then your mouth are open to my, they were just so unruly. But see, you hide. What you do is you hide because you come out in society and you look like the perfect loving parent. You even teach that. You preach that. And I'm not just talking about in the church because we have people that's in the world teaching and preaching that. Okay. That I'm loving and you're drawing this big Academy Award acting out how you are. And if they go into your house, if you would open the door to the community to come in your house, you'll find out what's really going. If you allow them to talk to the children gonna tell on you, especially if they feel safe in somebody else's, domain, the people, a community that would care. No, but this is not the time that we have that type of feeling, because back in the day we had a community, that cared in most cases. You have community that's watching, some folks that's watching, some of y'all's demeanors, and they're reporting you. But again, like I say, you have social workers who makes reports fictitious, and it is not fictitious. Okay, so they left him off in the streets, and this is just one. There was one I read about 18 years old, a gentleman. They dropped him off at a bus station. He had no place to go. He had no parents, no siblings, no nothing. They dropped him off the bus station. He had no money whatsoever. They didn't even drop him off at the shelter. They put him out in the street. He had no place to go. And I read something. There was an extended program. I need to get to it. There was an extended program, but they canceled the program because of the money factor. My thing is with these programs, the extended programs for these homeless children, and they're canceling them. My thing is, where is the money going in the first place? That's my question. If you made allocations for in county and cities for homeless, you know the homeless is way out of control. You know it's out of control, and there's a reason for being out of control. And like I say, 50% of the folks that are on the streets have been in foster care. That is statistically proven. And I think it's just really sad, people. We gotta care more about each other and the things that are going on in various folks' lives. It's not about you, boo-boo. It's not. If you don't want to love these people right, then stay out. Go on down the road, okay? Because you are doing more damage than good. More damage than good. And then you have people want you to be silent about the pain that you've endured. They don't want you to open up. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you. They want you to still be in bondage. And then you walking around like you've done absolutely nothing. Oh yeah, I'm putting the blame back on you all so-called wannabe parents, to these unfortunate children. Shame on you. Shame on you. And you are going to be faced with that. The Lord says in the word of God, it's best that you hang a millstone around your neck and cast yourself into the sea than to mess with his little ones. His children, you know, it's real talk. So I hope that gets to your juggler. I want it to choke you out so that maybe you get some act right and learn to love. You got to put yourself in their position. What if that was you? Some of you have never experienced what I've experienced and what many that are walking around have experienced, and many who are yet in foster care being abused are experiencing. Some of you never fell prey at the hands of people who had ill will against them just for being the child, for being unfortunate, because their parents were immature, or you had babies having babies, or you had women who conceived through rape and didn't want the child. All these things go into play, and the child being told that, you know what, your mama didn't want you because she was raped by your daddy, and we don't know who he is, so now you with me. And so to me, look, that just really grips my heart, for people to talk to another person that way, a child especially. So guess what? You are breeding children. You are breeding children to be raised to be either, angry, who will commit murders. A lot of them are in the prison system. Okay. Let's just run it down. A lot of them are mentally deranged. A lot of them are hopeless. They walk in hopelessness. A lot of them have no self-esteem. A lot of them go to, they result to violence. A lot of them project what was projected on them to anybody that they want to come in contact with. Because you, ma'am and sir, who call yourself caring foster parents, have projected to them that this is the norm. And so guess what? When they are raised in this atmosphere, they project that on somebody else. And I have to tell you, and I'll reinforce this thing again. Those of you who talk, you going, talk about you going to counsel, and when I tell you this and when I say this, it only fits you. Unless it's you, it only fits you. Okay, maybe I'll say it backwards. If you're the one who are doing these ill will against these children and young adults, then the shoe fits well. And you've, ma'am and sir, got to do some changing. Pastors and wives, if you not together, don't you pull none of these children in your homes. How dare you, to make you look good, to make you feel good about your finances. If you got to get another job, pastor, then get one. Leave the kids alone. And I say this because it's happening in churches. It's happening in schools. It's happening in other abuse is happening in other families. They put them in blended families. Sometimes in blended families, some of the children don't even know that the ones that come from being abandoned are being abused because it's done in secrecy. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. It's done in secrecy, and you are threatened because you're so under control and enamored about what you come from. You don't want to mess up nothing. You don't want to leave and start all over again. Ah, well, okay. I know that's going to make some of y'all hot with this girl, and I can handle it. Like I told him before, I think David brought out, he says that they will listen to basically someone who has been through it better than someone who hasn't, because we have too many people faking the funk out there and acting like they know the severity of your secret pain. You don't know. Like I said, in mental health, I have people coming to me who are cutters, who are doing every damnable thing to ease their pain, who have identity issues, who don't know who they are. And they try to, and the church folks, not the church, because God's the chief cornerstone of the church. It's them charlatans and people inside the building talking about they care. And many of you have let them down. You know why? Because you in your own world. And many of you are hiding stuff that you've been doing. And many of you drinking and doing everything in the back room because you still trying to hide yourself. That's a shame. That's a travesty. Who's helping who? Because everything is going to be exposed, period. So why not get it right now so that you say, I want to help somebody. Well, help them. But if you need help, get some help. All of this faking and stuff like that, man, miss me with that. Go on down the road with that. Go on down the road. I found something that says they are dumping foster children. They are dumping them. That word dumping, that doesn't sound like caring at all. Dumping children in shelters after they turn 18 because the money runs out. Dumping them. I gave statistics last week. Go back and listen to it. And statistically, I looked at my statistics, but the majority of children in foster care are African-American children and are Spanish children are in the system, are brown skin. You say, Miss Cece, please don't go there. I'm going to go there. This is a free country. I can say what I want to say when it's real, when I get statistics. That's what's wrong. People trying to hide the truth. It's a travesty. It's a travesty. And I'm telling you, folks, those who misappropriate and misuse children, you gonna have hell to pay. You are. It's just a matter of days. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not threatening you. Because as it knowing, and y'all quote this out of me in the streets, everywhere you want to go, you're gonna reap what you sow. Be careful what you say. Because you, ma'am and sir, those who are doing this and talking out of the side of your mouth, you're not excluded from that statement. That's a known fact. I'm telling you, I'm seeing some things now that God has made visitations to some folks' home who have molested their siblings, molested families, molested, did everything, controlled, threatened, put guns to their chest. I'm seeing the vengeance of the Lord right now. This is no joke, folks. You can't play. You can't play and said he's not going to bother me. I can do what I want to. No, you cannot do what you want to. Do you know that your life is not your own either? I listen to people on foster care. Let me get back to this thing. Foster children who are adults, grown men crying, grown men who don't know who they are. Grown men, hear me well. I'm like, my God, and my sense of compassion. And generally when you talk to them, you cannot show your emotion. But I'm a crybaby. I'm a crybaby. Okay. And I think people will receive you better. And I'm going to say what I'm going to say, will receive you better when they know you feel their pain. When you feel their pain. And I use all kinds of wisdom before I even break anything, but I give it in a story form, how I know this young person, this young lady, or this young man who's been through some things, to give it to them. And I would tell those who were coming to my counsel that there is life after this. There is hope. That's what we're supposed to do, church folks, pastors and preachers and teachers. If the mamas and daddies is not doing it, what are you doing? Those of you who are charlatans, I'm not, like I say it again, I am not talking about everybody, but this is a big issue. And everything that's happening to these unfortunate children is very demonic. I don't care what you say. God, it was not God's intent for children to be done the way they are. That's wrong. That's wrong. And I don't care how much you sugarcoat it. It is wrong. Foster children being dumped. I mean, it's just not in Arizona. It's just not in Louisiana. It's just not in Texas. And Texas give these foster kids a hard time. Texas do. Because they do have an extended program. But they make it so unattainable to them, so hard for them to get in. Especially the children of color. Oh, you can look it up. Especially the children of color. My brown brothers and sisters and my black brothers and sisters. They make it attainable to them so hard that they can't get in. And that's wrong. Because they're being paid finances to do so. It's awful. It's an awful mess. That's why the mental health, you hear on commercials after commercials after commercials. About mental health, mental health, mental health. Do you wonder why? Do you wonder why? And those of you who've been through some things who don't want people to express their testimonies, I call it their stories, a testimony, whatever you want to call it. But is it their pain, is their life and what they endured. You want them to remain silent because you don't want to face the travesties that you've went through. And that's terrible. And so you hold children hostage behind your foolishness. And then you gravitate towards controlling them because you're out of control emotionally. I tell folks it's okay to go to school. Let me give a sidebar. It's great to go to school. It's great to pick up books. It's great, great, great. But I have a problem with folks who don't really know the depth of what somebody has been through. And write it down based on a couple of sessions of talking to somebody and want to put their two cents in like they've been involved in it. And then you take their word as golden on how to treat that person when they themselves don't know the depth and the degrees. That's why I say be careful what books you read and what author is writing the book. Because I found out a lot of these authors have been abused, misused, mistreated, and they're working the mojo and doing all kinds of things. People, we gotta have compassion. It is what it is. It is what it is. There's something else I need to read to you. Let me get to it because it's important, folks. It is important. It's more important than you know, that you understand what's going on out in this world. There is an atmosphere people really just don't care. As long as I made it, then you can make it. We need to pay attention and listen. And listen to various ones' pain. We need to understand that there are degrees and levels of pain that many cannot deal with. And many times, folks, I had to go and pray and ask God. I don't want to really, put myself into their dilemma, but I do know their dilemmas. I was telling someone, I says, been there, done that, got a t-shirt, not going to let you make me deny it. I'm going to talk about it. As painful as it is, but do you know the more I relay to those who are hurting, the more that I share, and it's not a me, myself, and I, this just is my story, y'all. This is what happened. And the more I share, the more I tell them, do you know the better I feel by sharing and letting them know that you can make it? Do you know I wasn't, and I'll share this testimony with you, I wasn't confident enough in myself. In my second marriage, my husband's deceased. In my second marriage, one of the things he did push me. And there was some sharing. I knew something was wrong. And he had confidence enough in me to share. One of the things I don't do is I don't hold anybody at fault. How dare I judge it and keep them in the judgment seat? I don't do that because God does not do that with me. And so he was confident, and it's hard for men to share. And he was confident enough to share with me. And so guess what? I was able to, minister to him. That's a word that we can use broadly. Minister to him on some solutions and thought processes that he had, because I also had to share with him those things were not normal for a child to go through, no child. But I had to figure that out in my own head. And then what held me hostage is I got bitterness in my heart, and I had to release that bitterness for me to move forward. And one of the things I tell people, I pursued my degree at the age of 55 years old. Now, what if I would have stayed stagnant, didn't have nobody to talk to, nobody to communicate with? Because most times I kept silent because I was told to keep silent because it made people uncomfortable. Children, adolescents, start telling your story. Go to somebody who will listen. Observe who you're talking to. This is my recommendation to you. Go to people you can talk to. Oh, you've got a sense of know who's who. Okay. At the point that when they're released from these homes, their trust factor is, not too good. Their trust factor is kind of like null and void. You don't trust anybody. But ask God to lead you to someone. Ask God to lead you to someone. There is life after pain, folks. There is. They are dumping them, as I said, foster child sent to a shelter age on his birthday. And he's now in prison. They had him since he was 8 years old. This is in the state of Louisiana. He was an orphan boy. Orphan boys and girls being sent to these homes. Well, if you're an orphan, but guess what? You have no family. They're not trying to look for family. That's why the abuse is greater, I believe. You had a couple, a white couple, had 8 foster children, but built cages. Built cages stacked on top of each other. Okay? Now, I know this was real because it was on a show. I listened to this young man and the sister. And one of the neighbors knew that those children were in there, but he never saw them. See, this is why I say neighbors pay attention to what's going on. These children suffered. They weren't able to get out and go to the bathroom. I'm telling you, vile. But yet they were getting money for those 8 children. The travesties, the detriment that has been done to children put in foster homes. Some children, not all of them, some children been put in these foster homes are just terrible. And you'll tell these children, if they want you to listen, you're just exaggerating. They are not exaggerating. Everybody's not a liar, y'all. Come on now. Listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. So he had no mother. He was just put out there. He had no place to go after they just left him out there in the street. So now he's in prison. He's in prison. Our prison population is overwhelmed also with people who've been in foster care. I had the privilege of running a in-house drug treatment program. They would bring them from the prison. Many of them never had people to talk to them like they care. I'm giving God the glory here, y'all, because I wasn't always like this now. I'm just saying. And this, please don't think it's a me, myself, and I thing. I can only talk to you about what this girl has endured. But the caring, I saw the cutting. And they had tattooed up. They were tattooed up to prevent you from seeing the needle marks in their arm, trying to get away from their pain. Men crying said, I don't know who I am. I've been sexually and mentally abused. I'm hearing voices. But that's from disassociation. A lot of things go into play under that atmosphere. How sad it is. We're going to continue with this. I got a lot of more data, and I'm going to wait for my host to come, because we're going to deal with this thing. We're going to deal with this thing, whether you like it or not. And that's another thing that gets me. How are you going to fix your mouth and talk about, I don't want to hear that. That makes me feel uncomfortable. Okay, well, there's a reason why you feel uncomfortable. I'll just leave that right there to marinate. There's a reason why you feel uncomfortable, ma'am and sir. You might want to check your emotions. You might want to check some stuff that you have hidden that has hindered you from moving forward emotionally. Oh, we go through the motions, but emotionally, some of us were jacked up. Come on. That's why people are committing murders. That's why people are flipping out. And then society is throwing them a bunch of rocks. Come on. There's only so much a person can handle by being in these type of atmospheres. Spoke negative assumptions over your life. Make you think that you're worthless. You're not fit to survive. That's wrong. I can't paint this picture no clearer, but we're going to get into more nitty gritty next week, because it has to do with relationship. I don't care what you say. Yeah, it has to do with relationship. This is just another dynamics of relationship. If you don't, and I'll say this again, if you don't want to love these children right and provide for them because they are less fortunate, lock your door. Don't even pursue it. Don't even pursue it, because shame on you, of those of you who've pursued this matter so you could come up with the come up off of their backs and mistreated them while you're collecting money. My advice to you, those of you who still have children, you listening, open up a savings account for them. I had 8 foster children. when I married my husband. God sent me in there for those children and him. I was able to. I dressed my little girls up like they were my own daughters. Kept their hair good. I told my husband, I said, you're going to have to take these boys out. Let them experience what the barbershop feels like. Take the girls to the beauty shop. Let them get their hair done. I gave them allowances so that keep their places clean. Then they went to the store. At first they bought candy because that's what they wanted. But through guidance, they were taught to buy something that you can look at when the money's gone. That's how I shop too. I want to see the evidence of what I've used my money for. That's one of the things I taught them. And I also taught them nobody touches you wrong in your private parts. I don't care who, I don't care me, whoever. And I meant that. Sat with the girls separately, sat with my boys separately. I had 4 and 4. Taught them how to talk to one another. Hygiene. Let them buy themselves some perfumes and, you know, smell good soaps. I'm telling you. Did it get tedious? Of course it did. Of course it did. Some of them got attitudes, but guess what? They went through some things and it had to be rechanneled. So I'm telling you, if you're not ready for it, don't do it. And I believe it was actually a threefold situation because God was teaching me some things in there too. Because the more time, the more I helped them and him, the more I was helping myself. And when you have children getting bitter and acting out and young adults acting out and old adults, it's because they're acting out on pain. No, do you want to stay around while they're shooting up people and stuff? No, I'm not saying that. But there's a reason for everything. I want to thank you for listening to me this evening. Like I said, we're going to continue. You can't hide from the truth. You cannot hide from the truth. The truth is what it is. We can make a difference. And especially those of you who've been hurt too, come on out, babies. Y'all doing good? Come on out and help somebody. That's what we're supposed to be about. We are helpers of one another. So what? He's not your son. So what? He's not your daughter. But he's God's child, and so are you. God had to help you through it. Extend that same love. But we are going to go into greater statistics. Like I said, my co-hosts were out today. I thank God for them. They were awesome. Victoria and David Richardson, awesome. And they don't play. But we talked to you today. I wasn't going to cancel today because I felt like it's important that you hear this today. I tell people, you don't know my story unless I tell you. And I don't look like what I've been through. Trust me when I tell you that. But I serve a God who can make a difference. I serve a God who makes a difference. I'll say it again. I serve a God who made the difference. But you're going to hear it until you get it. It is what it is. You in my kitchen. Hello. All right, people. You can find me on StudioWBuzz.com. Go ahead and subscribe. You can also find this show on LinkedIn. You can find it on Android app. You can download that and you can find it on Twitter as well. You can find it, Alexa. She will bring it up. And we are talking about the travesties of foster care. Not all foster parents are bad. But I'm dealing with the ones who are shysters. And I don't want to say that word. It keeps coming up in my mind. I don't want to say that word. Because I think last time y'all said, no, she didn't. Yes, I did. Anyway, but at least you know what I'm thinking. All right. William?
Yeah, I want to know what that word is.
You gonna make me say it.
I want to know.
No.
Okay.
Victoria, she had to grab the church fan, remember? Oh, no. I got a church fan.
Okay, what does it start with? Okay, never mind. I'm just joking. No, as a matter of fact, I've received 2 texts on about your broadcast today from my co-host on Mad Mike and Wild Will. Mike is a fan of yours. He's a true fan. And I tell you, I love it when our host of other platforms listen to other shows. I absolutely love that. And I'm going to read exactly what he sent me.
Okay.
He said, CC is on her game today. She's spot on with what she's saying. So I sent him back a text with three fire emojis, right? And so, but what he said also, my experience in law enforcement would back up everything she is saying.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. I love that. Love you, bro. No,
well, yeah, he is. I mean,
he's down to earth. He really is down to earth. And I wish there were more people like him because, I observe him. You know, I'm a watcher and I observe him even through Boomerang.
Right.
And he doesn't, he just watches and what he says is powerful when he does speak. So you can tell him that if he's still listening.
Oh, he's listening.
Okay.
I know he is because, he loves your show, and that's not the first time he commented on it. But anyway, he'll be back on. You can send him a text Messenger tonight because
I will.
Wild World and Mad Mike Coast to Coast will come up. Let's see, in about 14 minutes, folks. But I thoroughly enjoyed your broadcast. The information that you are disseminating is powerful. And necessary, folks, and it's just getting started because what you're saying is, I don't know whether you can really get out what you want to expose and or help possibly solve in your 1 hour broadcast. I don't know.
It's gonna get worse. That's all I got to say.
I love it.
It's gonna get worse. And William, I started not to come on because I said sometimes I cry and I'm just gonna.
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes it's overwhelming and I go into tears and it's because I do care. I would rather me hurt than somebody else. And I've been that way since a child. And so I thought I was sick because I loved the predator more than I loved myself.
Mm.
And so this is a really powerful and it has to do with relationships. I don't care which way you look at it.
Mm.
It's still in that wheelhouse of relationships. And I believe this is why the world can do what they're doing is because many are silent. I'm talking about these slewfoot big wig pastors, all of them. Okay. You know, I'm going to go there. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them parading and acting like they got this thing. They are sellouts.
Oh, you
many
know,
of them are sellouts.
Hey, preach. You know, we talk about it and I know some people don't want you to talk about,
they don't, say it.
They don't want you to talk about pastors. And the question to me, Miss CC, and actually, folks, I love calling her Dr. Sims because that's her real name. Okay, well, all of it's her real name because all of it's her. She has multiple personalities. Okay, trust me.
I don't have multiple personalities. Multiple personalities. Somebody
voices. You know, I don't get that out there. However, but on a serious note, though, a lot of people don't want us calling out these charlatans. They don't like that. And my point is, why not?
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather know the truth?
Right.
So I'm gonna leave it right there.
We don't deal with these parents too that have these children.
Oh Lord Jesus! Oh,
and they threaten them so that they won't go to child protective services. Oh, we're gonna talk about y'all too.
Oh my goodness! Hey folks, another fiery episode. I don't think she had room for her co-host today. I really don't. Great job as usual. Keep it locked right here. You need to exhale a little bit, okay? So listen to Mad Mike she's blushing, Mike. Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Talking about that redhead statement you made, Mike. I got you, boo-boo.
Okay. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, the audience needs to know that you are on each and every Thursday at 4 p.m. on the West Coast.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm on Tuesday nights as well at 5:30, okay? Which makes it 8:30 East Coast. I'm teaching there.
How?
I'm getting ready to resurrect.
How can we listen?
Excuse me?
On Tuesdays.
Yeah, I'm on Tuesday.
Yeah, yes. No, but how? Through Facebook?
Through Facebook, Zoom, StreamYard. I'm on Twitter. Yeah.
You're all over the place.
We're okay. Teaching the real deal, and I'm really going in after some of them.
Oh, my goodness. And the handle, is it Miss Cece or Dr. Sims or?
It's Dr. Sims, but they know me as the whistleblower.
The whistleblower.
That's right.
Yeah, that's about right. Look, let's get off of this. Okay, but anyway, on Thursdays right here on Studio W, like she said before, you can download the app. Apple is studio.w. Just go to your Apple App Store. Android is Studio W. We're available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and also, what am I missing? Oh, the website.
Yeah.
Throughout the world, studio.w.buzz. Isn't it easy? studio.w.buzz and subscribe, leave a comment, folks, and we'll see you in about 54 minutes or so on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Yours truly, I'm WB, hanging out with my friend on the West Coast. I'm on the East. Mad Mike, it's going to be a great, great show. Okay, stay tuned. Miss Cece, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Oh, you've been listening to The Buzz, the finest in broadcasting around the globe.